originally released in the IER label in 1966, and we kicked off the set with the Olympics with the B-side to Western Movies, and Well, came out in 1958 on the Demon label. It's 8 o'clock. I'll hang in there for a little while, because I want to. I'm going to help a friend out, too. Danny's feeling a little bit under the weather, so I'll stick around before I hand it over to Automation. It's 8 o'clock. These are the Desperate Hours, and this is WMFO in Medford. Hang in there while I open up the Substitute playlist. It's 8:03. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. You miss me? Anyway, a couple of shouts out to Trevor Smith, Melissa Jean, who tunes in every week and supports one of those folks that supports the whole Boston disc jockey scene. Those of us so far to do community radio and try and do our best to keep you entertained. Your support is much appreciated. Michael Scott Stewart, who has, is in with the whole crew with On the Town Mikey D, local rock, local happenings, live bands every Wednesday night right here at WMFO. That's On the Town Mikey D, 9 to midnight here at MFO. I was a proud member of their disc jockey rotation from 2000 to 2006. And I'd like to say I had a little bit of a hand pushing ahead the scene during that time. They're wonderful people. They are. They do an awful lot for the scene. And that show's been on for 25 years now, boys and girls. That's On the Town Mikey D right here at MFO, www.wmfo.org, Wednesdays from 9 to midnight. Yeah. Now, the event is apparently over, but, you know, Tommy from Sweden is listening, as is the whole lot of stupidity. A whole lot of stupidity is this show. Steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Danny's listening. Here I am, I'm messing up a show, driving away listeners. Jay Johnson, Rod Strickland out in the SeaTac area. Brenda McGee, who I grew up with, as I did Carolyn Bell Perry. Thank you for listening. I haven't changed much, have I? Mark Peterson. Let me see. I'm scrolling down here. These people that said they're here, they probably tuned out. They probably thought, hey, you know what? I'm not listening anymore. Of course, we mentioned John Tremblay. He hosts a great show called In the Red. Him and his wife, Heidi Lee, they host every other week that broadcast at, from 11 to 2 on WNNC out at Northern Michigan College in Traverse City, Michigan. Check it out. There's always they archive them. Just like here at MFO, you can listen to any archive. By the good grace of the DMCA, it stays up for 2 weeks. Brian Young, who hosts a crash course for the Ravers, which takes place here at MFO from 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoons. Check it out. Beth from Akron. Yes. Tony and Julie from right here in Medford. That's another couple who support the local disc jockey scene here at MFO. They show up at all the gigs that I don't show up to, which is almost all of them. Anyway, John Savory and Darlene Lacey. The first one to send a bumper. You know you want to do it. You know you want to put one together. Just put together a WAV or an MP3. You don't have to have a claim to fame. You put it together and you email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And you'll be a star, I tell you, a star. Peter Levine, who's tortured himself listening to me for like 20 years. I mean, he used to tape my old show. I didn't tape my old show. No, actually, I did. They're sitting there, there's like 8 boxes of cassettes, like say 800 broadcasts or something like that, going all the way back to the 80s. My wife hasn't told me to move them yet, so they're not going to go anywhere, but they probably won't play either. Beat Girl Amy, last week's guest here at MFO, and I can say with certainty she will be back. It was a lot of fun doing it, doing the Desperate Hours with her. So we will have her back sometime in the next few coming weeks or months. Robbie White down in Silver Spring, Maryland. Scott Gorky, who I trained to do, radio thing up at my alma mater, Salem State Radio, Salem State University, otherwise known as the Harvard of Route 114. It prepared me well to drop out of Boston University several years later as a graduate student. I owe them my life. All right, I've talked enough. Let's get back into it. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO. My name is Alex. I've talked enough. Let's get into it.
Go, 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 go Okay, I know I just said I
go, 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 go.
And you're just a gorilla by watching me.
Go, 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 go,
yeah! Go, 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 go.
Attached to the fire department of Los Angeles County. 5.5 million people in this area are dependent on their ability to act swiftly and efficiently in any emergency. This program is dedicated to rescue teams throughout the United States and to the men who risk their lives daily to save others. We will be back in a moment to bring you the story behind this exciting rescue.
8:22 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Doing a little bit of overtime. I'll be on probably for another 25 minutes, half an hour. Backing me up, as always, are the Strongmen and Hercules Unchained. I get that off the compilation, the East Side Sound, 1959 to 68. Track was originally released on the Linda label, 1961. Anyway, you just heard the Squires. They have the Going All the Way Squires. I got off the LP Best Of thingy, Going All the Way, and they're channeling them and Gloria. Previously unreleased rehearsal tape recorded in August of 1966, 50 years ago this month. For that, the 13th Floor Elevators from the Psychedelic Sounds Of came out in 1967 on the International Artist label. And Fire Engine, I did that because I played the theme song to an old show that I really, really, really liked as a youngster called Rescue 8. It was Emergency before Randy Mantooth and the other guy were doing their running around the Dodge. Jim Davis, who would go on to play Jock Ewing on Dallas, and he had been in a bunch of science fiction type of movies as investigators, military guys, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he played one of the guys, and one of the, I forget his name, but Lang Jeffries played Wes Cameron, and he was the other guy, and they rode around a 58 Jimmy. I mean, how cool is that? Well, it was 1958, so they weren't going to ride around the 74 Dodge. Anyway, 13th Floor Elevators with Fire Engine. Before that, The Milkshakes from 1982 on the WCR label did Whoa Now. The LP was called 14 Rhythm and Beat Greats, and we kicked off the set with the Shandells and Go Go Gorilla. Originally released on the Banger label in 1964, I got off the compilation Teenage Shutdown, Jump Jive, and Harmonize. Came out in 1995. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. We have Skype, but I don't put it on or anything. I don't know if there's a camera trained on me or what. I just don't want to be caught, like, you know, picking my nose or pulling up my pants or something, you know. Although I'm old enough, I get a pass. These are Desperate Hours.
By pair more of bong. Sadam soap, coach long, chlai nung tuk liang. Cockrum, cockrum, crohum, chirring. Reap ring, chirring, moy signs, run on. Tong bon to co chia so, tuổi thu số riêng của ya long. Từng pleang riêng thân om lom phèo srong, srong no bỏ lỡ thôi ni. Liêng chung chom đầy na srei nu long riem bay tro kong chom kaeo cho vi kro saom kro sa krum ni ti pu mai rot mani a chan da สมเลงตั้งเพลียงเรียงสนดอมบอมเปียร่มกูเตียงเทวหาซัมเซียรเยียวปดายปดำทานิฮายเฮสนาสนานาคนเรียงสนดอมบอมเปียร่อมกูเตียงเทหาสำเสียวรุนเยียวประดาบดำทานิหายนิสนาสนายอาณาคุณ
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Listen closely, very close to me.
6:30 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Yeah. Doing a little bit of overtime. Danny's under the weather. There will be no lounge. Obviously, there will be no lounge tonight, so I'm hanging around for another 45 minutes or an hour to entertain the both of you. Because you won't let me go. You won't let me go. Anyway, you heard a band called The Symptoms. A track called Z Let Me Stun, or whatever, I don't know, Please Let Me Stay. It's, I got off the compilation, Beat Headers Prop Volume 2. It's a whole bunch of Dutch beat music. Originally released in the Philips label in the Netherlands in 1967. The compilation was released on Distortions, I don't know when. Oh, I got it right here. When was it released? Nah, they don't say nothing on that. So, yeah, you know, it was released. It's out there somewhere. Look for it. Anyway, before that, the Swingin' Blue Jeans did Hippie Hippie Shake, channeling Chan Romero, released in 1964 on the Imperial label. Before that, Don and Bob off a compilation called Dynamite R&B Duos Volume 4 did Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. It was originally released on the Argo label, 1961. Before that, the 3Ds did Little Billy Boy, released in 1957 on the Paris label. Before that, Jerry Goldsmith and Orchestra doing the main theme to A Patch of Blue from the Patch of Blue soundtrack, released in 1965. On the mainstream label. Sidney Poitier, Shelley Winters, and Elizabeth Hartman were in the movie. And before that, we kicked off with Sin Sithamuth from the compilation Don't Think I've Forgotten, Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll. Those were more blues, blues or big band music. Under the Sound of the Rain was the name of the track, and obviously because of the genocide, which, obliterated pretty much people, places, and things under Pol Pot, there's no unknown original release date and label. It's 8:43. So in about 17 minutes, I'm going to hand it over to my friend Otto Mation. Hang around. It's 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. 781-350-3264 in the Boston area. I know some people are calling the old 617-627-3800 number. That goes right into voicemail. I've seen a few people call it. And it goes over to the wall phone, and I don't know. I know there's at least one guy in the Boston area that probably gives requests anyway. There's probably got about 30 calls, 30 messages. Play more Tull. These are the Desperate Hours.
Come on, just be spared. And you're gonna
Kay. It's 8:57. They're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's. From the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening, normally from 8 from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, but tonight from 6 to 9. Oh, he said 6 to 9. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. I just heard the Speed Racer closing theme. For that, the Roadrunners from a compilation called Lost in the 60s. I have a feeling this was a bootleg. There's no label or anything. The name of the track is called Roadrunner. Originally released from the Felstead label in 1963. For that, the Actioneers did It's You. Originally released on the Shane label in 1965. I got it off the compilation Don't Be Bad. Texas Punk, recorded in the 60s. Came out in 2015 on Ace. Before that, JD and the Tracers did I Do. I got off the compilation No Tease. Teenage Shutdown 2000. Unknown original label and release date. Before that, the Rob Roys did Do You Girl. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 22 on AIP. Originally released on the Accent label 1966. Before that, the Tracers channeling the Stones. And She Said Yeah, originally released on the Selly label in 1966. I got off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene Volume 1. Came out on Norton in 2004. Anyway, as always, my name is Alex. A pleasure was mine. Thank you all for hanging in there. It was a great birthday show. Y'all take care. I'll be talking at you next week.